We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two police officers gunned down in Hawaii. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A small earthquake was reported near Hutchinson on Sunday.
A medical emergency causes a driver to collide with a Wichita home. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. It's a cold and quiet start to the work week, but it looks like rain and snow chances start emerging here in the next 24 to 36 hours. Our full forecast is on the way.
Hawaii is mourning the deaths of two Honolulu police officers responding to a disturbance Sunday.
Hawaii's Governor David Ige said in a statement that the state mourns the loss of the officers who died in the line of duty. Witnesses tell Fox affiliate KHON that before shots were fired, the gunman stabbed his landlord as she tried to serve an eviction notice. One woman told KHON that the gunman had caused neighbors to take action before.
At least three attempts of restraining orders, two that were definitely in force. We just wanted to be able to have the law on our side in case we had to call the police on him.
The suspect set the house he was in on fire. A motive is being investigated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Texas authorities say a search for a suspect continues after two people were killed and five others injured following a shooting during a concert inside a San Antonio club. Police say officers were called shortly after 8 p.m. Sunday to the Ventura. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says an argument led to the shooting of several patrons. One victim died at the scene and another six were transported to a hospital where one was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. McManus says one of the victims was a 21-year-old man. No one was immediately taken into custody. Police in Kansas City, Missouri say at least two people are dead and upwards of a dozen people may have been injured in a shooting outside a bar. Police say the shooting took place just before midnight when someone opened fire on a line of people waiting outside. A man and a woman were found dead at the scene. Police believe the man was the shooter, who was then shot by an armed security guard. At least 15 people arrived at local hospitals, 15 with injuries. Three are in critical condition. The bar appeared to be celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' advancement to the Super Bowl. A Butler County woman who was being held hostage Saturday evening is safe, but the person holding that woman hostage is believed to be dead. This happened around 7 p.m. at a home around 3 miles northwest of Leon. The house caught fire after the woman was rescued. The person holding that woman hostage set the house on fire, is likely dead inside the residence. The woman was examined by EMS on the scene, but she was not taken to a hospital. She was taken to the Butler County Jail on an unrelated misdemeanor warrant. And a man is dead, another injured after a crash Saturday night in Reno County. First responders were called to the 8,000 block of East 17th Avenue, where a vehicle had overturned in a ditch. Two men were ejected from the vehicle. The driver, 22-year-old Corey Riker, was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger, 22-year-old Logan Nelson, was taken to the Hutchinson Regional Hospital for treatment. Investigators believe the men were not wearing seatbelts. Authorities say speed and alcohol may have played a factor in that accident. A small earthquake reported in southern Kansas Sunday.
The U.S. Geological Survey said a magnitude 4.4 earthquake, which was later upgraded to a 4.5 magnitude, struck near Hutchinson shortly after 1 p.m. on Sunday. No damage was immediately reported. The Hutchinson News reports that the earthquake happened near where several others have happened recently in Reno County. Kansas began seeing a spike in earthquakes in 2014 that were blamed on wastewater injection wells from oil and gas production. The number of quakes began tapering off after oil prices dropped and regulations were enacted. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A medical emergency caused a driver to lose control of his vehicle and collide with a home in Wichita's North Riverside neighborhood.
It happened Sunday a little after 2 p.m. when a driver and his passenger were traveling southbound in the 1600 block of North Porter. The owner of the home says she was in her living room when she heard a noise outside that startled her. She looked out of her window to see a vehicle drive over the curb in her direction and come to a rest just outside of the home. The driver reportedly suffered a seizure, became disoriented, and lost control of the car. There were no serious injuries, and the driver received medical attention on site before being taken to a local hospital by EMS. The house received minimal structural damage. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Pawnee County Sheriff's Office located and arrested a person who fled an officer-involved shooting early Saturday morning.
It happened around 1:30 a.m. Saturday after a Pawnee County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle along U.S. 56 about 3 miles east of Larned. As the deputy approached the vehicle, he smelled marijuana and asked the two men to exit. An altercation occurred during the pat-down between the deputy and the male passenger. The deputy fired shots at the subject, who fled on foot and ran south from the area. The suspect, 21-year-old Alejandro Alvarado from Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested just after 8 a.m. in Pawnee Rock. He was booked into the Pawnee County Jail on an outstanding warrant for aggravated assault out of Finney County. The deputy was not injured during the incident, and the vehicle's driver was taken to the Pawnee County Sheriff's Office for questioning. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump spoke before the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Austin, Texas, Sunday. Trump had discussed impeachment in the midst of his economic achievements.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached. That's what I get out of it. By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached. But that's okay. The farmers are sticking with Trump.
President Trump facing impeachment on charges of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. The Senate impeachment trial begins Tuesday. KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs hosted the AFC Championship game, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit on sports.
In Virginia, officials and Second Amendment activists are preparing for a potential clash today. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday. Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell says the Century 2 Convention Center can be repurposed in the interests of taxpayers. O'Donnell commented on the John Whitmer Show.
I just think we need to continue to explore options with Century 2. And if a sales tax is necessary to bring it up to a higher standard, I would support that, as long as it's done in an economically efficient way with taxpayer best interests at heart.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. Virginia officials and Second Amendment activists are preparing for a potential clash today. Fox's Garrett Tenney with more.
It's important to note that this rally has become an annual event. There is no history of violence, and both organizers and officials are hoping that it stays that way. But this rally is expected to be much larger than it has been in the past, with thousands of people descending on the Capitol to protest a series of gun control measures the Democratic-controlled state legislature is expected to pass. Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency, temporarily banning firearms and other weapons from Capitol grounds due to credible intelligence that white nationalists and militia groups plan to attend the rally and stir up violence.
A couple who had been together for nearly 65 years died on the same day at a St. Louis area nursing home. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Jack and Harriet Morrison's beds were placed next to each other, allowing them to hold hands. 86-year-old Jack died first on January 11th. 83-year-old Harriet died later that day. The couple went on their first date on Halloween of 1955. They married about 6 months later. KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here. It is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Day. Let's find out what's going on with traffic.
Not really seeing many problems in traffic right now out there on the roadways. Things looking fairly good. A little calm out there, actually. And the gasoline prices for the area this morning, low end does seem to be around $2.19 a gallon. I spotted $2.19 a gallon this morning near Douglas and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and chilly start to the day in south central Kansas, we should be sunny, around 36 for the high this afternoon. Mostly clear and dry tonight, our low 15. We cloud up, turn breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40 and a wintry mix of rain and or snow by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 15 degrees. We have a south, then make a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. So it's cool, cold, but not much wind out there, which makes it almost survivable. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, it is Martin Luther King, the holiday, which was first observed, my information is, was first observed in 1986 as a federal holiday, making it one of those three-day weekends that some people are enjoying today. And then others of us are working. We're on the job. So we honor the memory of this preacher, this minister from the Atlanta, Georgia area, who became the figurehead, the sport, the spearhead of the civil rights movement there in the early 60s, and advocated nonviolence. That was coming up from, of course, he advocated what Gandhi did in India, and that is a nonviolence civil disobedience, making demonstrations and so forth. Of course, in the process, Dr. King went to jail a number of times and served some time for what were perceived as the illegal demonstrations or whatever. So he did some time in jail. Of course, then he was assassinated in 1968. And today is the day we honor his memory. And he did, of course, brought the whole civil rights thing right to the forefront and with the cameras and the demonstrations and everything, which basically he was trying to get the Kennedys, John Kennedy, to be a little more stringent in bringing forth civil rights and so forth, but he moved the whole peg forward, and then there were new laws being passed when LBJ became president. So that's the history of the Martin Luther King holiday, and as again, a number of people are having a little time off today, and some of us are on the job, including Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, who's reporting today on giving us an idea what's going on across the country, Evan, and on this MLK holiday. What's going on, sir?
Well, I'm sure you'll see plenty of celebrations in every city, commemorations. There could be parades. There could be discussion panels and things like that. But, I think if anything we want to think about today is that when Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, he was so young. And I think most people may not remember or realize how young he was if you were born after those times and you were just in your only experience with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was through your school textbooks. If you think about it now, he was 39 years old when he was killed. That's just not old. Yeah. And so he would have been 91 now. But he was 39 when he did what he did and left such a mark that it truly did change the course of this nation. And to do so at such a young age is really, it's spellbinding if you think about it. And so today there will be plenty of discussion groups. And, of course, much of what Dr. King did, even though he himself would not be considered a politician, much of what he did was politics. He had to deal with lawmakers and lead campaigns to pressure lawmakers to make the right kinds of changes, both, at state and federal levels. And so this being a presidential year, it should be no surprise that there are MLK Day activities that involve people running for the presidency. There is a special breakfast this morning in West Columbia, South Carolina, and that's both Vice President Biden and Tom Steyer are attending that. Mayor Mike Bloomberg is in, I believe, in Little Rock for an MLK breakfast in Arkansas, and of course there is a wreath laying at the MLK Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. So, these are important things to do and to mark and part of the history and character of our nation, and so we're appropriately doing that today.
Vice President Pence was in Memphis yesterday at the Church of God in Christ in Memphis. He did a little talk on that. So, and the thing that about Dr. King, the eloquence. The man had a gift. He was a preacher. He could make those words come alive and really inspire people, no matter what their race is. But some of the things he said were just, they inspired folks.
Correct. And he's perhaps one of the most oft-quoted people today, even still. So he was inspiring. He was uplifting. His messages were not one of doom and gloom, but of hope that a change was necessary, but that change would come because it was right for that change to happen.
You know, and some of, I don't know if folks are aware of the fact that here in Wichita, we had one of the first kids sit-ins at one of our drugstores here in Wichita. I think it was one of the first in the entire country in the late 50s. So we have a little heritage there here in Wichita. But to have people for this, Dr. King say, okay, we're going to go and do this. You can't fight back. You're going to get punched, beaten, and everything else, but you can't fight back. You're just going to have to take it. That takes a lot of courage, a lot of physical courage for people to do that.
It certainly does. And you know, people should remember John Lewis and Elijah Cummings, who, despite what you may think of their politics now, are living testaments, or were living testaments to that, especially with the Representative Cummings. He's not with us anymore, but Representative Lewis is quite sick. But these are people who did endure some horrific physical things during these times, and should be remembered for that. These things should not be forgotten.
There's a lot of legal changes have occurred in the name of equality, laws and so forth, but still it's a battle for people's hearts every day to believe in that equality and live it in our lives.
I would think so.
Okay.
I think you said it best.
Evan, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, sir. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about MLK Day. Being honored across the country, celebrated. It's coming up on 8:19 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time. Jad Chambers on the sports desk today, and he gets to tell you about what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. Right, Jad? Something exciting is going on in
Kansas City. Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead, hosting the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game yesterday. And once again, things just didn't go right at the beginning for the Chiefs. The last couple of weeks, they've had kind of a cold start, so they were down by 10 a couple of different times there early on in the Chiefs game yesterday. And, start off in the hole. It's a good thing you have such a high-powered offense.
Yes.
To get back on the board and get things going once again. And the Kansas City Chiefs did just that. Managed to score several times in quick succession, get the lead back, and then managed to hang on to it. And here it is, Chiefs with the 35-24 lead and time running out for the Titans. And this is the call from Mitch Holtis, courtesy of 101 The Fox in Kansas City.
2 seconds, 1 second. They snap it just in time to avoid a delay of game. Tannehill under pressure, still moving to his right. Frank Clark chasing, knocks it down. Tannehill goes down. Shark-infested waters. The Coast Guard gives the warning, stay out of the water, because Frank Clark the Shark has just given Kansas City its first trip to the Super Bowl in 50 years.
You know, Clark's made some big plays lately.
Yeah.
As a linebacker, he's done a heck of a job.
He really has.
Yeah.
And, they got that one. That was the win, 35-24, the final score. Kansas City Chiefs win. Kansas City Chiefs head coach says that there's a reason why they can come back like that, and it's pretty simple. His guys are winners.
Yeah, big hearts. So they work hard, never give up. They're going to give you four quarters of honest football every snap. I appreciate that. They don't care about the score. They just bring it, and that's paid off for us the last couple of weeks.
It has, and so next up for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl. Now next week, we've got, of course, the NFL Pro Bowl. Several Chiefs were selected for the Pro Bowl, but they won't be playing. They're going to be,
they'll be busy.
Yeah, they'll be busy because they're headed to this trip to Miami for Super Bowl 54. And that's against the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers won 37-20 over Green Bay, and so it's going to be Kansas City versus San Francisco for Super Bowl 54. Interestingly enough, I just got this story in the email ahead, Airbnb warning Kansas City fans traveling to Miami of scams ahead of the big game.
Scams?
Yeah. And so I was looking through this, and I didn't see any scams. This entire thing is just a promotion for Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible. It's got a headline like it's news and like they're They're talking about it, but the entire thing is just a commercial. So, you know, not going to do that. It's just a commercial. It's terrible. Other things that happened in sports yesterday. It came right down to the wire for the Wichita State women. But they got that last-second bucket and won. They defeated Temple 72-70 at Charles Koch Arena. Shocker head coach Keith Adams will talk about and their matchup matchup Wednesday with South Florida on the WSU Coaches Show tonight. That's at 6 over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Now, that's going to be followed by Butler Grizzly basketball. The Grizzlies on the road at Garden City. The Grizzlies lost Saturday 97-57 at Independence, so looking to get back into the win column. Maybe it's a quick turnaround, but maybe that's a good. Maybe they can get back into it tonight. Butler basketball at Garden City, tip-off at 7, and that's over on KFH as well. The Wichita Wings were unbeaten going into the weekend, but they did not maintain that winning streak. They lost to the Chihuahua Savage on Saturday 9-8 and on Sunday 8-4. Next up for the Wings, a match on Saturday at Hartman Arena against the Colorado Springs Inferno. Sports on Stephen's Head in the Morning.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Some possible new evidence for the impeachment. That's coming up. Traffic and weather on the way. Stephen's Head in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.